Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. What company is this?
We are a third-party call center that handle different companies. Before I can assist you, can I get your zip code, please?
46168.
And your first and last name?
Chandra O'Brien.
And can you verify that address for me, please?
2265 South Avon Avenue, Plainfield, Indiana, 46168.
Okay, one moment. Yes, ma'am. So I do have an account pulled up for you on today. What are you calling about?
Well, I'm just wondering, what business is this that's charging me? It's Beyond something, something.
Yes, ma'am. Before I can assist you, is there a certain charge that you're calling about, or you're just wanting to know what the name of the company is?
Well, I've had two charges, and so I'd like to know what the name is. I'm thinking it might be a gas station, but I don't know.
And what are the charges for, ma'am?
Money.
Money
taken out of my account.
I understand that. I'm talking about how much, what was the amount of the charges?
The latest one. Oops. I have to pull it back up again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the latest one was $56.95.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it took place on May 6th, correct?
On what?
May 6th.
Well, on this it says May 9th when it hit the bank. But...
Okay, yes, ma'am. So due to the fact on January 29th, you did a survey. At the end of that survey, you got a free smartwatch where you paid shipping and handling price of $7.95. In the terms and conditions, it was informing you that that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you are charged $56.95, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our online web store.
No, that was not explained to me at all, period. That's through my phone company. They said it was a gift, and I wasn't going to get charged anything. So the last 2 months I've had these charges, you need to take them off. I didn't agree to anything like this, no.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions. I do understand that you didn't properly read the terms and conditions, so what I will do is cancel that subscription for you on today, and I'm only able to take care of the recent month, which is for May 6th, and I will be able to provide a 35% refund.
Okay, please cancel it. I don't want any more charges like this. I mean, I contested it with my bank, and they said I had to call the vendor, and then it was taken out again. So, I mean, it says May 9th, and it's not even May 9th. Today's May 7th.
The charge say May 9th? That's when it's posted or something?
Yep, that's what it says here, May 9th, $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. So what I will do is get you canceled due to the fact that I already did that. And I also will be refunding that amount of $56.95. Let me see. You were charged for One moment. You were refunded, not refunded, but you were charged for February 1st, March 4th, April 4th, and May 6th. So I will be refunding those three. Well, that's four amount of $56.95. So give me a moment, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I did get that subscription canceled for you so that you won't be getting billed any further. I also refunded that. I also refunded $56.95 for all four of the months, which is for February 1st, March 4th, April 4th, and also May 6th as well. If it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days. You also will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, that was really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.